I'm Kevin Keith on a Wednesday, and we want to say good morning to Anita Stewart and Carol Price again. Just a couple days, ladies, left here on Wylo's Party Line. But we want to make it clear that you can call in anytime between now and October 31st, just to remind us that got this going on.
Good.
So let's talk United Way today.
All right. Thanks. Well, every morning, I would just want to remind everybody that United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County. So, hey, Carol, you might be excited about this, but we're getting lots of mail in the United Way office.
Oh, that is exciting. I hope they're donations.
I think they are.
Great. You know, I am so grateful for people that are sending in checks. You know, while a big portion of our donations come from the payroll deductions at places like Frito-Lay and NHK, we just love those individual gifts, those from individual people. They are kind of like our superheroes, aren't they? And what's really important to me, and I don't know about, I think probably to you too, is the trust that they're showing to you and to United Way and to the board of directors that they send their money knowing that we're going to do the right thing with it.
Yeah, and that really means a lot as well as doing the job. So.
That's right.
Well, I want to go to our question yesterday. And basically our question yesterday was, if you can't afford your medicine or a very needed trip to the dentist, who can help? So the first thing that came to my mind, Carol, was the Open Door Clinic. And with that, they are trusted by many people as well that we were talking about, and they're one of our agencies, and they're definitely a partner with us.
Yes, the Open Door Clinic is a wonderful agency of United Way and a great partner to a lot of people. And you know, if I have a minute, I'd like to share a little bit of a story. When I was working at the Healthy Communities office, and I was there a lot more, there was an expectant woman came in. You know, she's expecting a baby, but she's got several other issues, and she's coming for her services. And while she was there, we discovered that she needed a prescription that was rather expensive for a pretty serious issue. And but she didn't have any money, and she had applied for Medicaid, but her papers were done, but her service hadn't started yet.
Well, sometimes it takes a while.
So CVS was not able to provide her the prescription until she
was approved. Okay.
And so our staff said, okay, let's see if we can find somebody that can help. So they reached out to Open Door Clinic, of course.
Right.
And that Sharon Hayden, who is wonderful.
Great lady.
And indeed, Sharon did have the medicine that this woman needed, which was very unusual, and but it was also very expensive. And so it could not just be donated. It couldn't just be given to the lady. We needed to find somehow to pay for it. And Healthy Communities doesn't have money to pay for things like that. So Healthy Communities staff and Open Door Clinic staff got together and thought, well, who might help us?
So
they called St. Matthew United Methodist Church and asked if they would be able to pay for this medicine. And I remember right, this medicine was about $150.
Oh,
so
wow.
it wasn't an inexpensive medicine. And by the time all of this got worked out, it was the evening. St. Matthew said yes and gave Open Door Clinic the money, and Sharon delivered the medicine that evening personally.
That does not surprise me at all, that Sharon Hayden. She's got a heart of gold, that's for sure.
And, but I think just as wonderful that they have the service of Open Door Clinic, but it's wonderful how we partner together, how everybody works together and gets things done, and people don't worry about who gets the credit for doing it.
Right.
It's just get it done. Do the right thing.
Yeah, you're helping the people that need the help. So.
Right.
Well, that kind of reminds me, you're talking about Sharon Hayden with the COVID money. She had called our office and was talking to me, and she said, hey, Anita, I have a need. I don't know if it qualifies for the COVID grant. But she said, you know, we're getting a lot of requests for people who lost their jobs when COVID first hit. When they lose their jobs, they lose their insurance. And she said, we have several diabetics who aren't getting their insulin. And she was very concerned about that. She, once again, found somebody to partner with, Holden Pharmacy. She was partnering with them. But she said the need's greater than what we can provide. So she applied for the grant. And with that, they were able to get more insulin. And I know that they still have some available to help people. So once again, she also knows how to reach out and get those resources that they need.
Great. Well, it's a wonderful service. And I think there is a there's a demographic of our community that really trusts the Open Door Clinic.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
So, well, Carol, I think yesterday you were telling me something about some dental problems as well. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, well, the Open Door Clinic doesn't have a dentist.
I didn't think they did.
They don't have one of those scary chairs.
I remember those.
We all want to go, I don't want to get in that chair.
Yep.
But what they do is if you appear at an open door clinic and you've got an infection in your teeth or you have an issue that you need a dentist, Sharon and their staff will try to, well, they have connections to dentists who will do the work free.
Oh, that's nice.
So they will make sure that you get the health care that you need.
Okay. Well, I do know that the mission statement of the Open Door Clinic is that they help people with medical care for the uninsured mm-hmm. and the people who need insurance.
Right.
Here in Clinton County, that they provide free service mm-hmm. To children, mm-hmm. people with chronic illnesses, mm-hmm. and that they can provide physicals to adults and children. And they also do examinations. If you need to get an appointment, they can get a medical doctor or they can do a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And once again, you were talking about that they have a lot of connections to other mm-hmm. social organizations. Mm-hmm. So if there's something you need, she's very connected. And I think the thing that really interests me the most is that they also have Spanish interpreters, which is very much needed.
Right. In our community, we really need that. Can you imagine if you're in pain and you're trying to explain to somebody what's wrong with you and they don't understand any words you're saying. You could really be treated for totally the wrong thing.
That's true.
So that's really important. So, you know, we never, call ourselves the, you know, United Way. We never call ourselves the wraparound group in our community,
right.
But we're kind of like a great big blanket, you know, that someone comes in with a need, they call your office with a need, and you can figure out who can help them.
And we sure try.
And where that can be. So it's wonderful. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin, the other day...
Mm-hmm. We were talking volunteers,
yeah, we were talking volunteers, and I was thinking, you know what? After we left here, Carol and I were talking, and I think that maybe we underestimated...
What did you say, around 50, something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, I think we said about 50, and you know what? I don't think I know we were wrong. So I think what we'll do tomorrow is I think that we'll take some time to maybe talk about that again, if that's all right.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. And maybe get a few more volunteers even, right?
That's right. That volunteers are so, so important. And, you know, sometimes they're just around and you don't actually think about them as volunteers because they almost become staff, don't they?
Like you.
Yeah. Put them on the payroll, right?
So, well, staff without pay.
Right, you know, right.
We double their salary every week. We double their pay.
Funny.
So anyway, so we'll talk about volunteers tomorrow. But, you know, as we are getting ready to sign off again for today, I'd like to just remind everybody, if we don't
do it
together
it won't
get
done.
So instead of a big blanket or a big umbrella, let's start referring to it as a big hug.
Oh, I like that.
County. What
like
do you think
that.
About that?
I like that because, you know, I miss hugs.
I do, too.
Right?
Might have to do the elbow bumps
this is
for
your
a little
virtual
bit.
Hug for United Way.
Right, right. Thank
All
you.
All right. Well, we'll talk volunteers tomorrow, and we'll get this interview posted on Clinton County Daily News again, as we've been doing last
that.
Week and a half.
So we appreciate it very much.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
You, too.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.